This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
2:39 on the Sweet Spot on a Friday. Hardline just around the corner with Why Today Doesn't Suck. No Diamond Talk tonight as the Silver Boot Battle ensues in Arlington as the Rangers take on the Astros. That's because we have Chiefs and Chargers at 7 o'clock right after the Hardline.
In Brazil.
In Sao Paulo, Brazil. So you can hear that right here on the NFL home for the Metroplex. That would be the ticket. Without further ado, Monto has the best of the rest.
Thank you very much, Sean. We have six candidates today, of course. Starting with some more Cowboys coverage from last night. This was during the postgame show. One top 10 host, board op Jay King, in the middle of the postgame show, I don't know if he had the wrong fader up or what was going on, but some inadvertent audio got fired off during the postgame.
High quality.
Start that over.
When you play high quality teams like that, not every team you play is going to have their best players kind of underperform, and they're not going to have over 100 yards in penalties. So you're going to have to play a lot better than what we saw tonight, I think, to beat some of those better teams on the schedule. But like we've talked about, man, 0-1.
And here's what you need to know.
And the Eagles defeated the Cowboys 24-20.
I know that. We're talking about it right now,
lady.
You don't have to tell me the Eagles
Leave
beat the
us
Cowboys.
Alone.
They're trying to interrupt our postgame show.
You are off the air.
He started hitting buttons over there.
I don't think I've ever seen Jay move that quickly. That's the fastest I've ever seen him move. Okay, yes. Lady.
Yes,
we know.
Right.
We watched the whole game.
Oh, did Joe Lecce rip Jay's head off after that?
Maybe.
He probably should have.
Hopefully Jay's doing
all
right.
So all that was the network feed that just got potted up, right? Okay.
It went on for a long time, though, before he addressed it.
I love McLaren stops, wants to start back. He's like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, he could handle that a little more professionally.
That was great.
But yeah, Jay King, candidate number one.
What up?
Candidate number two here is Donovan Lewis. During the invasion, he's been struck by this before. Whenever he's playing audio from his laptop, if he goes away from his laptop and leaves the cord plugged in, sometimes it'll play stuff that he's not expecting.
And maybe, for the first time since Troy Aikman, you might draft a quarterback in the first round when you could sit him for a year and walk away from Dak. This is all wild speculation.
I don't see it. I don't see it because that would cause for me to believe that they were carefully planning this from that day one to say, all right, you know what, 27th draft. Was that my laptop?
Did it happen again?
And how awesome was it? It's Mr. Moneybags.
Who the hell is that?
From Green Bay?
Who the hell is that?
What?
Oh my God. I was like, what is that?
Where that was that
so
loud.
What happened?
Jeez, that was
Oh, there was
your
no
mic.
Point to that? You just wanted to play audio?
Holy crap, that was fantastic. That is fantastic.
I'm on the website looking up Kenny Clark's contract.
And Mr. Moneybags, Kenny Clark.
I guess. We all look up at tip sheets and it was so loud. I was like, what are you playing? What drop is that? And that was my laptop. I'm sorry.
You just don't get the rules.
I know.
Here, do you?
I don't.
So that wasn't through the aux cord. That was just through the speakers of his laptop?
Yeah, I guess that was, over the mic. Jeez.
Because if it's through the aux cord, that's on the board op for having the channel up. But yeah, if it's just through his speakers, that's all on Donovan.
Yeah,
because
you can barely hear it in the background.
It's Mr. Moneybags here, and I've got something real.
Mr. Moneybags.
But that has to be pretty loud on your laptop for it to catch your microphone.
Yeah.
Is Donnie losing his hearing like Norm did?
He might be.
He's just got his Beats by Dre speakers that he plugged in so it can just be extra loud.
It's Mr. Moneybags here, and I've got something real exciting to tell you.
Mr. Moneybags.
It does sound like Norm a little bit. It's Mr. Moneybags here.
All right. There is Donnie. He is candidate number two. Up next, we have Sweet Lando sitting in there throwing up the shocker. This was during a ticker. He made a funny noise.
Ticker, also a service of Frisco Stadium. College football is back in Frisco as the 2025 Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl moves indoors to the Ford Center on December 23rd. This week only, grab the best tickets at thefriscobowl.com. It is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket Ticker also. This week only.
What's sad?
Bob only.
Bob's turned into a pouncer.
I love
lately.
It. It's a sniper.
Show. Yeah. Nature versus nurture. When you're on that show, you got to be ready to get the claws out whenever. So whenever, your ticker guy does this.
This week only.
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 Sorry, Lando.
It's a long day.
Puberty Lando.
A lot of words.
All right. Kevin Landrum, candidate number 3. Candidate number 4 here. This was from Labor Day. During Why Today Doesn't Suck, we had Board Op Tramiel on the board. And you'll get like 5 different versions of why this happened if you ask around why. But ultimately, I'm reading a birthday. He played kind of a funny drop, but it definitely stopped us down. 32-year-old Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga. It's his birthday today. Nathan McKinnon, 30.
China.
Evil.
Gosh. Cam Reddish, 26.
How to get a double.
A delayed double. Turning 86 today.
Yeah, he's from Japan for sure.
Lily Tomlin, you said that the first time you looked at him. Definitely from Japan. Lily Tomlin, 86.
You got a double turkey.
It was a double turkey.
Double China drop. Was pretty funny.
China.
China. Like Trump was a little late, okay. Not paying attention. Yeah. He just wanted to get his answer in real fast.
That's a double turkey right there.
And it was really weird because we were asking about it after. EA tried to take credit for that.
Of course.
EA tried to take credit. They were all talking about how they had a hand in Tramiel playing double China. I think
no, that's Tramiel, bro.
Just played. He heard an Asian name and just played China.
Is that a good nickname that he should embrace?
Double China?
Double China.
Tramiel?
Yeah.
We need to find, too. Also, when I read that Kobe Bryant had been acquitted of his rape charges... He played the really, like, jovial EA, let's go!
Okay.
Let's go! He played that.
All right. I like Tramiel.
Pretty funny.
Like, EA was just so stoked. It was a fun time.
I see you.
It was a good time. All right, Tramiel is candidate number 4.
Game, respect, game.
Speaking of EA, we had him on our show yesterday. To get ready for Cowboys. Cowboys Eagles.
That's my vote. EA.
And he was nominated this morning and won for not being able to say the name Brent Musburger. You know what? Maybe a tough name. I'll
Brent
give you that.
Musburger.
You should not have a hard time saying the name Ham.
Do we have a special guest, Justin? Because we have to get ready for tonight.
Yeah.
Now I gotta get fired up.
Who are you talking about?
Oh.
212 away from pregame, but right here on the sweet spot, we're going to get the entire Metroplex ready. So, Justin, who's joining us right now?
It's our number one pump-up speech man himself.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Are you in the bathroom?
Are you in a tin can?
I am in the room.
Oh, okay. Well, that eliminates being outside.
That's right.
How we feeling, EA?
You're about to hear it.
Okay.
Hit the music, Sam.
Who's Sam?
Damn. Just hit the music. Hit the music.
Gentlemen, we are at our lowest point.
So much chaos.
Hit the music, Sam.
I forgot.
There's about 4 things in there.
I forgot him saying, I'm in a room.
I'm in a room.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thanks for clearing that up.
And then Robot, how are we doing, gentlemen?
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Gentlemen, how are we doing? Don't forget Pajamagram.
His mic quality and cadence made that real robo EA.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
And then are we sure that's not AI EA?
No, because at the very end, he had to abruptly end and go pick up his brother. He would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
His brother would have withheld his allowance from EA.
He hates his brother so much, his 8-year-old brother.
Just hit the music, Sam.
Because his brother gets all the cool toys.
Right. Oh, EA.
Oh, man.
EA, going for the double turkey. Mm. All right, our last candidate here on the NIT break before we vote is Dave Lane, who was also nominated this morning. He had to get dumped once again, not for cursing or saying a name that you shouldn't, or just in context, you probably shouldn't say this.
Mm-hmm.
And he got caught off guard as to why.
And Jalen Carter, we're going to sit at 9, and we're going to take the best player in the draft 9th, because the top 8 teams are going to be worried that he drove his car improperly months before the draft, and I think someone died, right?
Was there a girl involved?
There may have been a death.
Yeah. So.
But I don't think he
facilitated death.
I don't think. I mean, obviously,
he didn't get in trouble.
Yeah, obviously, it wasn't a big deal. So I don't know.
I mean, deserved to die, probably.
Dave. What?
No.
That's a weird point.
We had to dump Dave in the segment before the Cowboy pregame.
Why
show.
Was that dumb?
Because
probably just to save the trouble.
Yes.
Why?
Because it was so bad.
It's satire. It's satire. It's protected by satire laws.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, happy Cowboy season, everybody.
So, like, looking there at Ham, and like as he's shaking his head in disgust and reaches over for the dump button.
I'm so tired of you guys. I'm going home.
Run away, Ham.
Boy, if you disgust Ham, just think of what that says.
If only we knew what was coming for Dave and the rest of pregame.
Dave was the MVP of yesterday.
He had a lot going on.
He's in the good. In the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Absolutely.
He had a lot. All right, let's vote. Is it Fox Sports Jay, Mr. Moneybags Donnie, Getting Choked Up Lando, Chinese Tramiel, Robo EA, or Dumpable Dave? Let's start the voting with Mino.
Yeah, I got to go with EA. Sam.
All right, Sean.
Thank you very much, EA Roboto.
Mm-hmm.
Ham.
Hit the music, Sam.
All right. Lando, as usual, we don't matter. What's your vote?
It's a double turkey.
All right. Let's just make it a nice, clean sweep for one EA.
Ooh. All right.
Give him the double turkey.
That's a double turkey right there.
He now has 4 NIT breaks. Still plenty, though, if he wants to catch up to him.